So I've been thinking a lot lately about what makes someone a good boy. Like, what are the characteristics of someone who would fall into that category? And the only thing I could come up with so far is that good boys have really good communication skills. Like, I don't know, they just do it well. And they also have like a daily routine that they stick to. So, they're consistent, which is great. We love consistency. And lastly, they like follow directions. They want to follow the rules because ultimately they know that it'll make me happy and they want to please me. But you don't really fall into that category right now, do you? No, you don't. Because I have this like vague memory of like, I don't know, like a week ago maybe, when I walked in on you sniffing my dirty underwear and I told you, we don't do that here. We don't sniff dirty underwear like perverts. Are you a pervert? No, you're not. You're trying to be a good boy, so we don't sniff dirty underwear. And then I grabbed the back of your neck and I brought you down to the floor and I shoved your nose in it. And I thought that would get, the message across, but clearly it didn't, because you got super fucking hard. And then I caught you again today with my dirty underwear. So we're gonna try something new. So get undressed. Everything, even the underwear, take it off. And lay down on your back. Keep your arms at your side and open your mouth. And we're just gonna put this dirty underwear, the one that you had today, and we're just gonna shove it right in your mouth. Because this is what you want, isn't it? So we're gonna give you that and a little more. And you're already getting hard. How did I know? Well, since you're already getting there, you probably don't mind if I help a little bit. Since there's already so much fucking pre-cum, it's so gross. This is not good boy behavior. I don't know what this is, but it's. So gross. Can you hear yourself? That's just your pre-cum. Oh my God. Oh no. Are you okay? Why are you making that noise? You need me to slow down? Oh, you want me to slow down? That's too bad. Focus right on the head. Yeah. Keep your arms at your side. No. Keep them there. Okay, I'll slow down a little bit. I don't know why you're complaining so much. This is what you wanted, right? You wanted to have fun with me and my dirty underwear. Yeah, this is what you wanted. Just relax, relax. You're okay. You're okay. Oh, you don't like it when I build up really fast? I thought you'd like this though. It's a good thing I can't really hear what you're saying. It doesn't really matter. Yeah, I felt that you were about to. Oh no, we can't let you finish yet. That's no fun. I mean, I could let you finish and then just keep going till you finish again. Could always do that. Decisions, decisions, decisions. But this is fun right now because there's so much fucking pre-cum. Why is there so much pre-cum? Okay, I'm gonna add just a little bit of lube. Hold on a second. Just a little so you don't dry out too soon. Because guess what? Good boys get my mouth, but you get my hand tonight. Yeah, no, keep your hands by your side. Keep them there. I need to strap you down next time. You're wiggling too much, a little wiggle worm. Okay, I'm gonna let you come in like a minute. Because we're not done, so. Okay. You gonna come? Are you gonna come for me? Are you gonna be a good boy and come for me? Oh, Oh, so much free cum, so much regular cum. Oh, so my. Do you see what you did? Do you see what you fucking did to my hand? You're definitely not getting on the good boy list now. It's fucking ridiculous. Oh no, I told you we weren't done. No, we're gonna keep going. This is what you wanted, right? Right. You wanted my dirty underwear, you want your dick rubbed. So we're gonna keep going at this. For how long, who knows? But what I do know is that by the end of this, I'll never catch you with my dirty underwear again, will I?